WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
I'm
Media
Derek
app.
Dennis. House Rules Committee members are reviewing the bill to raise the debt limit, the next step before a possible full vote tomorrow in the House. Republican Chair Tom Cole on the deal that includes spending cuts.
Today's bill is a product of compromise and reflects the realities of a divided government. We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
Both chambers have to pass the measure before the June 5th default deadline. A California appeals court has ruled Manson family member Leslie Van Houten should be granted parole. She participated in two killings alongside cult leader Charles Manson in 1969. The appellate court's ruling reverses an earlier decision by California's governor who rejected parole in 2020. Police announced they have arrested a Virginia man in the shooting death of a New Jersey councilwoman in February. Police say Rashid Ali Bynum, New Sayreville councilwoman Eunice Junfor from church in Newark, New Jersey. This is ABC News. Police arrested two suspects they said were involved in a Memorial Day mass shooting along the boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida that sent nine people to the hospital. Police spokesperson Deanna Betneshi says they are still looking for three others believed to be involved.
We do need the community's help. We are looking for three individuals we believe may be related to the shooting.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, during the Memorial Day weekend, 175 people were killed nationwide in shootings and nearly 500 injured. The 11-year-old Mississippi boy shot in his home by a police officer after calling 911 is talking about his experience. Adarian Murray says he remembers being rushed to the hospital where doctors saved his life.
Not only them, as I said, it was God that saved my life. And I truly, truly believe that.
The officer remains on paid leave. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's DNR is warning that over the next 2 months, we could see the worst spongy moth caterpillar outbreak in a decade. The invasive insect, formerly called the gypsy moth, primarily feeds on oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, and willow trees, but the moths will attack other trees and shrub species as well. Free courses of Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19 will still be offered for at least another few months, even after the Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer full approval last week to market the medication. The U.S. government has stockpiled millions of doses of Paxlovid. Over 14,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported each week last month, although most cases in the U.S. are no longer reported to health authorities. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. I always screw them up, like Labor Day and Memorial Day. We just celebrated, although do you celebrate Memorial Day? You honor the fallen.
Right.
By grilling something and taking a day off work and
hopefully there's a little reflection thrown in there somewhere. But yes, a lot of that going on.
Going to a Slaughter concert at Bratfest. Some cool. There's some cool
news. Janet Jackson at the Summerfest grounds.
Well, probably cooler than the Slaughter concert, quite frankly.
What have you done for me lately, Crew?
And some cool news coming out of the great state of Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically. We play out on KTNF 950 AM, at least for 4 more days, Dom. But don't think it's a conspiracy, except we are in cahoots, me and Chad. We're both moving our lineups, both Minneapolis and Civic Media here in the state of Wisconsin. So there'll be a little change. You might have to get the Civic Media app if you prefer.
Sorry, no one consulted me on this.
We're not in cahoots with you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Your propensity.
Right. I'll just show up and look good.
For profanity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Get you eliminated from some of the meetings, I got to be honest. Here's something. Here, Sneaky Pete, ninja style. You know who's a ninja? Uncle Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been getting stuff done all ninja style. He is perhaps the best presidential negotiator ever. He
that
should
no
have
one
written
likes?
A book called Art of the Deal. Jennifer Rubin took notice. I'm taking notice, Joe. Biden's underrated deal-making prowess strikes again. Over at the Washington Post, you know, they used to label her as a conservative columnist. Now just opinion. President Biden's capacity to overperform after an onslaught of negative press and Democratic hand-wringing is second to none. He did it with the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, NATO solidification and expansion, and now with the debt ceiling deal. It's hard to conceive of an outcome more favorable to Biden. Recall where this began, the Republican House Freedom Caucus, making promises such as repealing much of the Inflation Reduction Act, including eliminating $80 million in new funds for the IRS, capping non-defense spending at fiscal 2022 for a decade, and blocking Biden's $400 billion proposed student debt relief. as Jennifer Rubin points out in italics, Tom, none of that happened. When factoring an agreed-upon appropriations adjustment, the deal holds non-defense spending essentially flat in fiscal 2024 and increases it by 1%. Blah, blah, blah. You don't care. That's not the important part. Here's the important part. To sum up, Jennifer Rubin says, Biden brushed back the litany of outrageous demands, kept his spending agenda and tax increases intact, and got his two-year debt limit increase. In making a deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Biden helped stoke dissension on the GOP side. Is the extreme mega wing denounces the agreement.
Oh, they are denouncing. In fact, I believe someone has already called for McCarthy to step down as Speaker. We'll get there.
Is it possible Joe Biden, secret ninja?
Rubin continues, during the process, Democrats, as they frequently do, confused PR with substance. They fretted that McCarthy was getting more and better media coverage. They worried Biden was giving in to the Freedom Caucus demands. Biden and his team understood something they did not. The momentary spin McCarthy produced is irrelevant. His right-wing crazies still hate the deal. Democrats still get the deal they wanted all along. Biden, like a prosecutor who lets his filings do the talking, lets his deals do the talking. Moreover, Biden could not very well run to the press and tell them McCarthy wasn't getting much of anything. The play, quote-unquote, here was to allow McCarthy to spin his way out of the corner that he and the Freedom Caucus had painted themselves into. You know, giving him an off-ramp, Crudy. Letting McCarthy boast that his great achievement was getting Biden to negotiate was a small price to pay for avoiding economic catastrophe and landing the best deal one could hope for in divided government. The media coverage, both during the process and after, predictably, took the frame of horse race politics. Who won? Who lost? It's hard to avoid the conclusion that Biden got a far better deal than the media expected or gave him credit for. In underrating Biden's accomplishments, the mainstream media is able to maintain the pretense of neutralism. And portraying McCarthy as a rational dealmaker feeds the fiction that the Republican Party is not controlled by mega radicals. As Rubin writes in parentheticals, it very much is, which is why Democrats will need to get the bill over the finish line. Yeah, this will not happen without help from Democrats. Rubin continues, in this instance, at least, the media's false balance probably makes it easier for McCarthy to sell his deal. Democrats grouse that the upshot of all this means Republicans get to appear more rational and reasonable than they truly are. The only way to prevent that, in other words, to expose the full extent of Republican recklessness, would have been to allow default, which is not acceptable, or refuse to make a deal, relying instead on either the procedural maneuver called a discharge position or invocation of the 14th Amendment to challenge the debt ceiling's constitutionality. A discharge petition moving a bill out of committee and forcing a floor vote might still be needed if McCarthy cannot get the bill to the floor, but the deal, as it stands, makes a discharge petition far more likely to succeed if it is needed. Again, in parentheticals, a handful of Republicans could defend their gambit to get the bill to the floor, saying, hey, Biden gave McCarthy what he needed. You know, a little bit of cover for everybody, Crudy. As Rubin wraps up, the 14th Amendment option is constitutionally sound, some scholars think, but uncertainty created if it were invoked at this late stage would have been akin to an actual default. Panicking markets, zapping the U.S. credit rating, and spooking consumers. A final critical aspect of the deal. Biden concluded the deal over a holiday weekend. When members of Congress are away, media coverage is less intense and the public is paying little attention. That gave McCarthy every opportunity to get this done before a GOP backlash built, yet more evidence of the Biden team's savviness. And if, after all this, the deal still blows up, there will be no question that the mega extremists are out to wreck the economy. Jennifer Rubin, the former conservative at the Washington Post, opines.
Jennifer, there is very little doubt that the mega extremists are out to wreck the economy. What did Nancy May say? We just got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants. Yeah, you might have.
844. You might have.
967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to try and tie Scott Walker and Newt Gingrich into they're really helping the Democratic Party any issues that we promote going forward and candidates be promote. You remember last week when Newt was on and he said that, I'm paraphrasing him, the success of Trump was he spoke at the level of third and fourth graders. This has been their mantra ever since Walker. Let's strip education, dumb down the electorate, make them as dumb as possible so they'll vote for us. Guess what? It backfired on you guys because we're not just quite as dumb as you think. Common sense is winning out. Won out last summer in Kansas with that vote. Won out this spring in Wisconsin with the vote we had here. Bring it on, guys. Bring on some more of this nonsense that it's good to have a dumb electorate.
Well, Dick, you obviously listen to the greatest radio show ever. And we've taken note of the fact that here in Dane County and some of the university districts, the young kids, the college-age kids, they're voting 10-1 for the progressive Protasiewicz relative to the, you know, mega extremist conservative Dan Kelly. 10-1. And they voted. They showed up. The kids in Wisconsin, they are all right. They are voting. And if they continue to vote, it's all over but the crying. And Wanker will still be cashing checks from the young, what do they call it? Young Adolf's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation. Yeah.
Like he's got an A in there somewhere.
$150,000 a year. I mean, it's some big money he's cashing over there.
I thought he was well over $1 million a year, like 1.4.
Ooh, wow.
Might be able to buy a lake house, that kind of money. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, okay, and you mentioned the word profane. I couldn't help but think about Profane Ronnie. I haven't heard her from her for a while.
I see her on social media, but it's summer. Man, now it's nice. It's unofficially summer. We've survived the Memorial Day weekend, and Profane Ronnie's on the back of the bike hanging out and enjoying the weather.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Profane Ronnie retired here recently, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's good to hear that. I'm glad to hear that she's still out there But yeah, it's I saw that, you know, Joe Biden couldn't find his pants. Well, apparently he's found him, and apparently he pantsed McCarthy, according to the Republicans. That
honey, where are my pants?
I mean, and of course, and that's isn't that the ironic thing though, Mark, that the way the Republicans view Joe Biden as old doddering man, of course, and forget, of course, who, you know, they worship in their orange messiah. And God, did you see his Memorial Day message? The dude's a lunatic. But all that aside, if all those things are true, Mark, if President Joe Biden are all those things that the Republicans claim that he is, and he got this deal on them, what does that say about them? I mean, that's the real scary part for every single one of them.
You know, right-wing talk radio, Clan O'Donnell down the dial here, this morning started his show, you know, honoring the fallen by trying to crap on the minority leader, Senator Melissa Agard from the great state of Wisconsin. And Melissa put out a statement, effectively put out a statement saying that, you know, we should honor the fallen, but we should also remember some other people. And he was so incensed by that. You know, and he quoted Kevin McCarthy. And then he quoted Trump from like 6 years ago. And I'm like, but what did Trump say this weekend? What's Trump saying today? It's crazy what Trump was saying. He didn't use the current quote. You know, just the historic. Here's how you do it, Melissa Agard. Well, thank you for the advice, Dan.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 89.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take, 844-967-2789. Crudy, as mentioned, Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, on Twitter said the Republicans got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants. The Raw story is reporting. Mace, in particular, argued that the deal worked out between Biden and McCarthy normalized, quote unquote, the high spending adopted by the government, starting under former President Donald Trump to handle the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. Quote, government grew massively over the past 3 years. This growth was supposed to be emergency funding only during COVID. During this time, government grew 40% or by $2 trillion from 2019 to 2023. We went from spending just over $4 trillion to spending just over $6 trillion. That's Nancy Mace, Republican, lamenting this deal, getting, you know, hustled by the guy who can't find his pants. And as The Hill now reports, Rep. Dan Bishop, a Republican from North Carolina, on Tuesday became the first Republican to publicly support ousting Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling deal he struck with Biden as conservative criticism of the agreement wraps up.
Dominic, here are the House Republicans who said they will vote against the debt ceiling bill. According to TheHill.com, House GOP leaders are racing to secure support for the debt ceiling deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy, if you're unaware, he's a Republican, struck with President Biden. If you're unaware, he's a Democrat. As they face growing criticism from Republicans, the bill needs a simple majority to clear the House and head to the Senate. And many Democrats are expected to support the measure, helping it to get across the finish line in a slim GOP majority. But Republican leaders face political pressure to have as many Republican votes as possible in favor of the legislation. What do you think, like a dozen, Dom? Can they get a dozen for their own proposition, do you think? Preferably, here's the math they're seeking, having more Republicans vote for the bill than Democrats. Isn't it their proposition? Again, doesn't this speak to the fact that they got, you know, ninja'd by Joe Biden on this?
That Kevin McCarthy agreed to this deal with Biden that, what, a majority of Republicans are not going to vote for? I mean, he is the leader of the Republicans, right, Republicans?
Dominic, according to The Hill, anything less than a majority of the 222 Republicans, that'd be about 111, right? Voting for the bill would be politically devastating for GOP leadership. And some Republicans have already announced their intent to oppose the bill ahead of Wednesday's high-profile vote. We'll bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You listen every day. Here are a few we know of the no votes, Dom. Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona. I'm not sure that he wouldn't literally take hostages if necessary. Rep. Dan Bishop, Republican from North Carolina. Who else? Wait for it. The esteemed Congresswoman from Colorado, Lauren Boebert. She's a firm no, Dom. Rep Vern Buchanan from Florida, Republican. Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado. Kat Kamick, another Republican from Florida. Andrew Clyde, Republican from Georgia. Eli Crane, Republican from Arizona. Rep Brian Donalds, Republican from Florida. Russell Fry, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, all Republicans. Dana Harshbarger, Republican from Tennessee. Not familiar with your fine work, Diana. And Wesley Hunt, Republican from Texas. Hunt, a freshman congressman, said the concessions McCarthy made to Biden in negotiations over the debt limit, here's his quote, falls short of my expectations and the expectations of my friends and neighbors in Congressional District 38. Sounds kind of disappointed. He said the debt limit legislation does not rescind all the funding the Internal Revenue Service received in last year's Inflation Reduction Act, and that it does not include a vast portion of H.R. 1, the GOP's conference sweeping energy bill. For those reasons and more, I'll be voting no on the Biden-McCarthy proposal to raise our nation's debt ceiling. I urge my Republican colleagues to do the same. There's more.
I urge default, is what he's saying. I urge default. Wesley Hunt. Kurt, he'll jump in here. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna from Florida. Nancy Mace, we talked about her. Here's what she said. Voting no on the debt ceiling debacle because playing the D.C. game isn't worth selling out our kids and grandkids. Well, how about during the normal appropriations process? Maybe that would be the time to put your, you know, priorities on the budget. She argued the agreement normalizes, as we said before, high spending started during the pandemic, and said the spending cuts included in the bill are a wash because of spending increases in other areas. She took issue with a provision that will expedite completion of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, a major priority of Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, which May said was not germane to the bill. you and all the progressives said the same thing there, Mace. What, more Republicans against the Biden-McCarthy bill? Mary Miller from Illinois, Corey Mills from Florida, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Matt Rosendale, Montana, Chip Roy, Texas. Roy, a member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus, rallied against the debt limit legislation during a press conference on Tuesday, dubbing it a bad bill. Quote, I want to be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. Not one. If you're out there watching this, every one of my colleagues, I'm going to be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Dom, I've got some coverage from the local Wisconsin congressional delegation. Democratic U.S. Rep. Gwen Moore isn't happy with it, and Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he's likely to oppose it. Default, says Ron. Wisconsin's congressional delegation on Tuesday largely remained uneasy about the deal reached over the weekend between the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy to suspend the country's debt ceiling in order to avert a potentially calamitous default. While some members think U.S. Reps Brian Steil and Derek Van Orden said they support the agreement, others on both sides of the aisle have been hesitant to take a stance. I can't say I'm happy, Moore, a Milwaukee Democrat, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I mean, I haven't really had much sleep or rest, not one piece of barbecue this weekend. Didn't do my rounds on Memorial Day like I wanted to do, but I'm in a better place, so I'm going to talk to some of my colleagues. You don't got a belly full of barbecue. How are you going to make an important decision like that? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You eat later. More of us next.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. House Rules Committee members are reviewing the bill to raise the debt limit, the next step before a possible full vote tomorrow in the House. Republican Chair Tom Cole on the deal that includes spending cuts.
Today's bill is a product of compromise and reflects the realities of a divided government. We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
Both chambers have to pass the measure before the June 5th default deadline. A California appeals court has ruled Manson family member Leslie Van Houten should be granted parole. She participated in two killings alongside cult leader Charles Manson in 1969. The appellate court's ruling reverses an earlier decision by California's governor who rejected parole in 2020. Police announced they have arrested a Virginia man in the shooting death of a New Jersey councilwoman in February. Police say Rashid Ali Bynum, New Sayreville councilwoman Eunice Jonfor from church in Newark, New Jersey. This is ABC News.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Three people are dead and several others are wounded after 15 separate shootings in Milwaukee over the three-day holiday weekend. The wounded include two 16-year-olds. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Republican State Representative David Steffen says it's not an expense, it's an investment.
For every dollar that's being put in of state money, we're getting 45 back. This is really a tourism short-term event with a long-term benefit.
Steffen was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. Adrian Hauser starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Memorial Day Tuesday edition, the Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. And Dom, we're taking phone calls, giving away a pair of tickets to next Tuesday's Milwaukee Brewers Baltimore Orioles game. 640 start will be your pregame coverage on WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. So if you want the tickets, tell Ebone when he lightly screens you, hey, I want the tickets. We'll work a pair of tickets out between here and the end of the show. And if you're unaware, there's a little bit of change coming in the Civic Media Network. We're adding 3 new news components, 8 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Comprehensive news, not a little short cast, a comprehensive cast. We're going to add on a town call, a statewide town hall, town call. You get how we play this. Starting next Monday, June 5th, 12:15 to 1 o'clock, Todd Alba, we're going to welcome him to the afternoons. He was a recent guest on this fine program. Todd's joining us 1 to 3 p.m. each weekday on the Civic Media Network. Matt Flynn and Devil's Advocates. And then we're ecstatic to roll out Maggie Dawn, 6 p.m., right after us.
Yeah, Maggie coming back to the airwaves. Fantastic.
Is she going
to...
Is she going to utilize the secret bunker studio?
I have gotten the approval and the go-ahead for the secret code for the secret bunker. Yes, she will. On occasion. Certainly, it's here for her.
So you're going to hear us talking more about the Roman coin. I see the Roman coin in your backdrop there.
It's yeah, like, man.
Lovely establishment. You know, we're nearly at the halfway point of the year, Don. We don't even have a party on the books yet.
I know, man. It's terrible planning.
I don't have a specific
date for
you.
I'm a terrible planner, and I wreck things, so this one's on you, man.
I'll get on it. Right, there'll be good, a party good. Coming. And some Brewer tickets this half hour at 844-967-2789. Karina. Welcome back, Karina. Did you have a nice Memorial Day?
Hi, Karina.
Yes, it was quiet. And I seen nobody for 3 days.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, it was very quiet and serene and just me. It was wonderful. I work with people all day long, so and talk all day long, so you guys can understand when it's really nice to be quiet sometimes.
It is. That so never happens in my life, but you go.
Well, you know, you have to divorce to do that. So that's what I did. Anyway, guys, I know that you're reading about politics more and know about politics more. I was reading and listening to what's going on with the proposal. But isn't it those Supreme Court anchors will turn around most of the stuff what they're agreeing right now? Like, for example, the student loan issue. They can turn it around because they have to go through the Supreme Court. Is that correct, or I'm messing up something?
Well,
that's my question.
Karina, first and foremost, there has been a pause, which will come to an end. The Office of Budget Management, OMB, or whatever, that decision has been made. The student loan pause, the fact that people have not been obligated to make a student loan payment in like 3 years, that's going to end no matter what. What the Republicans had wanted was to roll back money allocated in prior legislation, my understanding. And Karina, I haven't gone through every line of the bill. I'm not convinced they're going to pass this yet. But my understanding is that's what the Republicans wanted. They wanted to roll back the expenditure of forgiving a bunch of student loan. That's basically debt owed from the American people to the American government. And Joe Biden wants to forego a certain amount of that. And you're right. There still could be an overturning of the legislation. Somehow a partisan court finds justification to say it's, I don't know, whatever their justification is, Karina. But my understanding is Joe Biden negotiated. And that's not part of this bill. That's not part of this compromise. The student loan forgiveness money is still allocated. Now, whether or not it makes it through the courts, that's a separate conversation. I got to bring in Maggie Dawn for that one, Karina.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I love your time. I wait for it, honestly.
Hey, why don't you ever ask us for Brewer tickets?
Yeah, come on. We got something to give away, Karina.
I think I'm not allowed because I got it like not more than a month ago. I think you can get only once in a month.
Well, did you get some tickets in May or April? You could lie to us. I'm not going to verify.
Well, Kelvin knows.
Karina, thank you for being honest. Not everyone is, but that's why she didn't ask for tickets because she already won some tickets this
all
month.
Right, one more day. I mean, this is for next week though, so technically this is a June game, so Karina, you still could be eligible for
no she already blew it honestly gets you nothing bad. In this world on, I'll keep you in mind for June tickets when we get them away.
844-967-2789. Evan, we have some sound of Speaker McCarthy, I believe, on the debt ceiling. We are a radio program. Let's play some of the sound when you are ready.
Must we?
Kevin McCarthy. We must. Lots of Republicans getting really mad about this, but let's hear what McCarthy has to say. Let's play cut one, please.
The largest savings in American history. The unshackling of finally wasteful Washington spending getting rescinded. Do you realize of all the Congresses in the past, you can add up all the money that they rescinded and add them together? This is higher than that.
Wow, man, McCarthy really, really worked one over on Joe there, didn't he? I mean, come on. I can't believe these Republicans aren't, you know, jumping in line. Let's hear a little bit more of the comparison. Cut number two, please, Evan.
If I compare it to when Republicans were in the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they didn't cut anything. They just added more money.
Yeah. How did you vote on that one, Kevin? Just curious. I'm really wondering. Let's hear more. 99 pages in this bill. Cut three.
This is 99 pages. 15 of them are just rescinding the wasteful Washington spending. So everybody has an opportunity to read it. Everybody has an opportunity for their own opinion, so they can say their own opinion. That's the idea of Congress.
Wow, thank you for the lesson there, Kevin.
Dom, I'm going to confess on behalf of Congress, they're not going to read the 99 pages.
No.
You'll be lucky if half the staffers...
The bill ain't won.
They're not reading the pages, Dom.
One final cut from Speaker McCarthy... But only knows who knows for how long the Freedom Caucus reaction. Cut four, please.
When the Freedom Caucus talks about wants the spending back to 2022, the non-defense is back lower than 2022. Veterans get more money and defense gets more money.
Well, sounds like everyone should just fall in line. Well done, Leader McCarthy. I'm sure you're able to round those troops up and get every single one of those Republicans on board.
Matt Gaetz warns Kevin McCarthy's deal could be a black letter violation that triggers removal. This is the newest Dom. CNN's Melanie Zanona tweeting, Rep. Kevin McCarthy may have enough votes to usher his debt ceiling deal through Congress, but it could cost the House Speaker his job. Probably should, shouldn't it? Do we want to see McCarthy out, or are we enjoying the McCarthy?
You know,
reigning speaker. Does he still get a portrait? Because he's really just did it for the speaker portrait. Once he's had the title in the gavel for a while, I mean, really, he doesn't have the chops for the job. Does he really want this job?
He's not going to be a true speaker until he gets photographed doing the P90X series and listening to some Rage Against the Machine.
Wasn't Matt Gaetz also the one that called him out for moving into the speaker's office before he had actually garnered the successful vote? It took like 15 different tries, right? But he had already moved in. He sent a letter to like the sergeant of arms, like, who's this man that's in the speaker's office?
You got a squatter in there.
Matt Gaetz on Tuesday suggested that regardless of the outcome of the debt ceiling deal vote, if a majority of Republicans opposed the deal, that would be a black letter violation that would likely leave McCarthy facing a threat to his speakership. If a majority of Republicans are against a piece of legislation and you use Democrats to pass it, that would immediately be a black letter violation of the deal we had with McCarthy. Let's not forget, McCarthy already sold his soul to Matt Gaetz.
And MTG and God knows whatever wackadoodles are now in control of the mega house.
And it would likely trigger an immediate motion to vacate, meaning remove the speaker. Zanona, again from CNN, reports that McCarthy, however, has repeatedly expressed confidence that a majority of House Republicans will back the bill. Yeah, he also said he had the votes to be the speaker. Just took him 15
ultimately,
tries.
He did. You know, timing's a bitch, man.
Gaetz, a member of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, is that what he is, opposes the debt ceiling deal. He isn't alone. Not one Republican should vote for this deal, Chip Roy told reporters Tuesday. A little bit more. We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow. Rep. Dan Bishop went even further, Dom. I'm fed up with the lies. I'm fed up with the lack of courage, the cowardice, Bishop told reporters on Tuesday. Bishop blasted McCarthy over his handling of the debt ceiling deal, saying, nobody could have done a worse job. Nobody? Nobody? Because I can think of a few people that could have done a worse job.
Nobody? Crudy, not to be outdone, Rep. Lauren Boebert, a Republican from Colorado, on Tuesday did not rule out a motion to vacate the chair and attempt to remove Kevin McCarthy as speaker over the deal. An appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, you know, Bannon's a podcaster, Boebert accused McCarthy of a violation of his promises because amendments were not being allowed in the House Rules Committee. Quote, so the whole point of the speaker's race and having a motion to vacate a check and balance was because we know at any given time those rules can be suspended, she explained. And so this, at the speaker's request, is what I've heard. This was to be a closed rule with no amendments allowed. Boebert argued that there was insufficient support to remove McCarthy as speaker, but predicted his demise, the demise of McCarthy's speakership if many Democrats support the debt ceiling bill. Another quote, if this bill passes with a majority of Democrats voting for it, then I'm sorry. That's the end of Kevin McCarthy's speakership, she warned. That is a bad, bad look to pass a bill of this magnitude without the support of the majority and if it's Democrats. Lauren Boebert doesn't like that, you know, some Dems might jump on and what, do a bipartisan deal to not crush the credit of the United States and bring the world economy into chaos. But, you know, those Dems.
That could be a black letter violation and cause the immediate removal of Speaker McCarthy. 844-967-2789. We're running short on time. Got to give away some Brewer tickets today, don't we, Dom? Courtesy of our fine flagship WYSS.
And we're
going to
give them away, and they're going to stay given away, right? We're not going to claw back any tickets, you know. We're not the Republicans here, where you have a budget, and we're going to abide by it. And we're going to give them away, and you're going to keep them.
I can claw them back, though. You know, I can send them.
No, you can't.
Until you've accepted them, I can grab them back out of your email box. Something like that. I would not do that. McCarthy / Biden deal that might take back money from the state government. $447 million
out of the state of Wisconsin alone.
About 10% of our roughly 10%, less than 10%, but a big chunk of our state surplus. Poof. And it was gone. Flipped over to the Fox News. Got to see what they're talking about and their sort of altered reality. Guess what the headline is on the Fox News, because, you know, CJ's lurking out there somewhere.
Let me think. A Hunter Biden laptop.
That'd be a good guess. Republicans to hold the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in contempt of Congress over a Biden document.
You mean the Trump-appointed Republican FBI director, Chris Wray? That guy?
Yeah. Soros, liberal, Christopher Wray, come back.
Yeah, no, all those hippies in the FBI, man. We got to purge that place, right, Republicans?
Win some Brewer tickets, but only if you call. Tell Ebone you want them at 844-967-2789.
There's a special place in hell for Republicans who should know better.
Steve Bannon.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to 4 times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa. It's Dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa, Sunday, June 18th. Dad's received $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to 4 times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams that receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country.
Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for isolated thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 89.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Dave calling from Duluth. A lot of alliteration going on there, Dave. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I have a question for you. Didn't we have this debt ceiling business under Trump? And I thought it was like in December and like it rocked the stock market, but things back return to normal, sort of, a month or two later. But I don't get how this is going to crash the whole freaking world economy. It didn't do that on these other times when we went past the whatever deadline. But they just shut down parts of the government. Like some people, foreign people didn't get paid.
Well, that's different than defaulting on your debt. That would be the first time that we ever failed to pay our debts when they're due. We've had other sort of obstructionist actions, and usually they were around abortion funding, if I recall. But we've had other obstructionist Republican actions to shut down the government historically, Dave. That was sort of a decision of choice, but that's different than having bills due and not being able to fulfill the full faith and credit of the United States. Because either we got to write a check, and if there ain't no money in the account, Dave, just like you and I and Dominic, you throw it on the credit card. Well, they got to raise our credit card limit or the United States can't make it through the month.
Well, thanks for explaining that. So it's a lot different than those other times in the past. We've always did raise the debt ceiling, you're saying.
Yes, that is my understanding, sir. And in fact, when we did it under Obama, it was getting to be quite tenuous. Bear with me. I'll read a little of this, Dave. And you can call us. We're still trying to give away some tickets. 844-967-2789. The nation is days away from defaulting on its obligations. The Republican House Speaker, pushed by conservatives in his party, demands deep spending cuts. The president, a Democrat, works on negotiating a package to avert a fiscal calamity. No, it's not 2023. It's 2011, when then-President Barack Obama agreed to a debt-ceiling deal with then-House Speaker John Boehner that called for more than $900 billion. President is facing today. Obviously, we know there's been an announced deal, a handshake, Dom. Biden and McCarthy. Now you just gotta, figure out how to
make it happen.
Get it through the Congress.
Dynamo Dave, they did raise the debt ceiling three times under the former president, Donald Trump. A little bit more from the Washington Post on this topic. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Just a couple of paragraphs here. The first test of a bipartisan deal to raise the debt ceiling, a key House committee on Tuesday, appeared close to advancing the agreement to a full House vote, despite fervent back push from hard right Republicans who expressed their disappointment with McCarthy, all while the country inches closer to next week's default deadline. The House Rules Committee, typically the first stop before legislation can go before the full House, convened Tuesday afternoon, with most speakers acknowledging that a deal struck over the weekend by Biden and McCarthy had left both Democrats and Republicans unsatisfied. Quote, the bipartisan bill is not perfect. In fact, I've yet to meet one person who loves it, Rep. Brendan Boyle, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, said. Perhaps that is a sign that it is a fair compromise between a narrowly Republican House and a narrowly Democratic Senate, and, of course, a Democratic White House. So the House Rules Committee will apparently get this out sooner than later.
Can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, Dom. 844-967-2789. If you want some Brewers tickets, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support, let Ebo know, and we'll try to see if you can win some tickets. We got Paul, PT. I didn't even know you were back in Milwaukee, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
But I will be in Milwaukee. Let's put it that way. And I still have lots of friends that could enjoy those tickets. And I've been giving you tickets
to give them to somebody else or sell them on the open market, Paul. Yeah, that's not how the game's played.
Rolling large, Paulie.
Hey, listen, I lived there most of my life. Doesn't that count, crude?
Well, if you were here to use them, it would. But since you're not, not a bit.
Someone will represent me, crude. Someone will represent me. And
yes,
hold
Paul, hold tight because it might be the next caller. I'm going to check and see if she wants the tickets.
Maybe she will represent you. Carol, you're up. Welcome.
What do you got for us?
You got for me Brewers tickets. Thank you very much.
Oh, PT, see, there's Carol. Are you calling from within the wonderful state of Wisconsin?
In Madison. I listen to you guys like religiously. You're on basically 24/7.
Well, thank you, Carol. And you'll use the tickets if we send you to the game next Tuesday against the Baltimore Orioles. Lovely seats.
You betcha.
If it gets too warm in the sun, Carol, there's club booth in the back. It's air conditioned. They got a nice bar. Being a good Wisconsinite, they'd probably serve you an old fashioned.
Well, I'm much more of a craft beer drinker, but basically I'll drink what's available.
You and me both, sister.
Carol, I assure you, you get two tickets. I will not pull them back on you. And they do have some form of craft beer at the stadium. I'm sure they got the good stuff. Ebone, make sure we have Carol's contact information. So back to disappointed Paul. Paul, sorry, man, can't give you the tickets. I knew Carol wanted them.
Hey, so I just want to mention, I saw an article about you and Wisconsin and political. I don't know if you guys mentioned it on the radio at all.
We had David Siders on last hour. Maybe if you'd have listened last hour, I'd have had some more Brewers tickets, but. You know, since you weren't listening last time.
I just tune in for the Brewer tickets.
Oh, I know how that goes. Yeah, it was a nice little article. We had David Siders, the Politico editor, talking about alliteration. Yeah. David Siders, a fun guy, a good guy. I think he's a fine writer. And we had a good time partying with the guy in Madison one night.
But, you know, he said you over-exaggerated the, or you
overstated
the situation. What does that mean?
That means he didn't give the full complexity and nuance of my answer. Yeah. He oversimplified it down to make me look bad, apparently, Paul. But I'll get back at him. I'm going to get him hammer drunk when he comes to Milwaukee for the RNC.
He must have been just digging you a little bit there, right? Anyways, yeah, good article. Great. The whole all Wisconsin article, really.
Lots going on, Paul.
Yeah.
See. Too bad you don't live here anymore. We'd have some Brewer tickets for you. The rest of you fine Badgers, Wisconsinites, hell, you can be a Badger Patriot anywhere in this fine nation. Stick around. Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. That happens at 7 o'clock Central Time. We've got our friend, Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio. He's going to move to 10 o'clock at night starting next week. But this week, still on, right after the Devil's Advocates. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Have a great night, everyone.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm in.